888-338 and help us win this battle.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, into another hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. We hope you stick around because we've got an exciting hour lined up for you. As a matter of fact, we're going to be joined by John Hotchkiss from Hotchkiss Performance, who's going to be telling us about some of the latest goings on at his company. And also, we'll be joined by Jeff Bressler momentarily. He's our news editor with an update from the Motorsports desk, and of course we'll play a little trivia as well. We'll throw out a question or two, and I'll tell you a little bit of automotive news. But right now, let's find out what's been happening this weekend and in the world of motorsports. The man to tell us about those things is the man himself, Mr. Jeff Bressler.
Here's a quick ride around the world of racing. NASCAR Sprint Cup Series point leader Kevin Harvick has signed the contract extension and will stay with Richard Childress Racing for the foreseeable future. The Monticello Motor Club, located in the Catskill Mountains of upstate New York, is in talks to bring Formula One back to the United States with a race in 2012. U.S. District Court Judge Graham Mullen dismissed Jeremy Mayfield's lawsuit against NASCAR on May 18th, saying Mayfield has not met his burden of proof. Mayfield was suspended by NASCAR in May of 2009 for violating its substance abuse policy, but he sued, saying a prescription drug created a false positive. Brian Vickers will miss the remainder of the NASCAR Sprint Cup season as he recovers from blood clots found in his left leg and both lungs. Pocono Raceway in Longmeadow, Pennsylvania, has begun construction on a new solar energy system that will become the primary energy source for the entire raceway. Midwest Speedway, located in Crooksville, Ohio, has closed its doors, another short track finding it hard to operate in tough economic times. And the NASCAR Hall of Fame in Charlotte welcomed its first class of inductees, Richard Petty, Junior Johnson, Dale Earnhardt Sr., Bill France Sr., and Bill France Jr. became the first individuals enshrined in the new facility. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Very much, Jeff. We very much appreciate all the latest from the news of motorsports. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We got a trivia question we're about to throw out, and I'm going to tell you what, if you come up with correct answer here, we're going to throw you in the bucket here for not just any old prize, but a very cool prize indeed from the Busted Knuckle Garage. So we'll make the trivia question relatively easy. I'm not going to really challenge you here today on this particular day. So we'll make it a trivia question about Lamborghinis. What was the Lamborghini supercar that followed the Countach? The Countach was the first kind of super exotic 12-cylinder mid-engine sports car from Lamborghini following the Miura of the 60s. The Countach came out in the 70s. This one followed the Countach. Today, this vehicle has been replaced by the Murcielago, and it's soon to be replaced by yet another vehicle. But let me see if we can get somebody to chime in right now and tell us about the supercar that succeeded the Countach in the Lamborghini family. The telephone number is 800-259-9231, or you can send us an email anytime throughout the hour. It's bob@autoworldradio.com, and if you have a question for our very special guest, we'd be more than happy to help you out on that front as well. But right now, it's my pleasure to welcome back to the airwaves of Auto World our good friend and supporter of the show, John Hotchkiss, the president of Hotchkiss Performance. John, how you doing?
Fine, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much, John. So what are you doing this weekend? Anything special?
Oh, my gosh. Well, happy Memorial Day weekend to you and the crew. And I think we're doing what most people are doing. We're glued to our TV this weekend. I mean, just finished Indy 500, and now the Coca-Cola 600 is about to start. You know, it's this is car guy heaven.
Absolutely. You, of course, as I mentioned a little bit earlier in the hour, did a lot of racing when you were a little bit younger, and you're still doing some racing today. Let's talk about your more recent racing adventures, John.
Oh boy, I'll tell you. 2 weeks ago, we had just a dream weekend at the Good Guys show in Costa Mesa, California, where we had talk about all the time, muscle car guys are doing autocross, and Good Guys has embraced this autocross with 12 autocrosses around the country. And we did something no manufacturer's ever done. We swept three out of the four classes in the Good Guys Costa Mesa autocross. We finished first in the vendor class with our Challenger, first in the truck class with our great friend Mike Hickman in a 68 C10, and then also incredibly fast driver Mary Posey, fastest time of the day, and won the participant class in her 71 Camaro. So, I mean, it was quite emotional. It was one incredible weekend. The competition was really tough, and it was a mere hundredths and tenths that we won the classes by, but dream weekend.
Well, that's fantastic, and that was the Good Guys show held down in Orange County, California, John?
That's exactly it, Costa Mesa, California, Orange County, and on our website, we actually have a gallery with some lots of pictures of the event, and because these are such great events where people with all the best muscle cars, hot rods, everything get together and have just a terrific time swapping stories and seeing about the modifications. And, man, the cars are getting really, really good. Guys are, and girls as well, are spending so much time on their cars and making them just exceptional.
Absolutely. And this type of autocross victory that you just pulled off, sweeping the Good Guys Orange County autocross with win in three categories, I mean, it couldn't have been possible unless you guys had the foresight to do the engineering work and the technical work to bring these older muscle cars up to modern-day specifications.
And what was so cool, Bob, is that, you know, people think about muscle cars, they think about, you know, old cars that don't handle well, and the stereotypical thing about muscle cars is, you know, they go in a straight line, but they don't stop or turn. Well, these cars will, for instance, our Dodge Challenger with its incredible 14-inch StopTech front rotors, 13 in the rear, just giant brakes. We have Kumho tires on it now that are same tires you'd find on a Lamborghini, Porsche, or Ferrari. The sophistication of these cars is absolutely incredible. And for instance, the handling of our Challenger and Mary Posey's Camaro, I mean, it's right up there with supercars of today. So the muscle cars are they look old, classic look, but boy, do they handle well.
Absolutely. All you need is the right hardware, and all throughout the hour here we're going to be talking about some of the cool stuff that John and his team have put together for a whole slew of vehicles, whether you own a classic car from yesterday or perhaps you own one of the new vehicles from General Motors, like a 2010 Camaro, or perhaps you own some of the new Mopar stuff. John can help you out on that front, too, some of the new Dodge high-performance stuff. Straight ahead, more with John Hotchkiss, president of Hotchkiss Performance. You're listening to Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
It's one of the hottest muscle cars out there, and it's back for 2010. The new Camaro. Chevrolet's Ed Pieper tells us more.
One of the things that's really important is we didn't position this vehicle as a pony car. We positioned it as a 21st century sports car that can get 304 horsepower and 29 miles per gallon on the highway with the V6 engine. I think we've got what people want, and they're certainly voting for it with their pocketbooks. We've had a lot of traditional folks buying the vehicle, but we are seeing more orders every week from more diverse folks. Folks who want a little more pizzazz in a coupe, I think that's really important. Plus, we've had all of the focus on Chevrolet with the new Transformers movie, and that's really helped kind of build this brand and its legacy a little bit further.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now, foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, Goggers. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose, and healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners, receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. The telephone number is 800-259-9231. We've got that trivia question. It is so easy. I can't believe that no one so far has gotten the answer right. The Countach was kind of the poster pinup car of the 1970s, 1980s even, and it was the next car that replaced it is the car that we're looking for here on the old trivia show extravaganza here on Auto World. So we like the vehicle in the Lamborghini family that followed the Mighty Countach. This vehicle was later replaced by the Murcielago, and as I mentioned a little bit earlier, set to be replaced by yet another vehicle for probably model year 2012. John Hotchkiss is with us, president of Hotchkiss Performance, telling us all about the great victory at the Orange County Good Guys Show. And, John, that must have been just a real high moment for you. And I can imagine you're looking forward to the next big Good Guys event on the agenda. When is that coming up?
We'll be in the second weekend of July. We'll be at Columbus, Ohio, for the big Columbus Good Guys National, and they'll be autocross just on Friday because it is their biggest show of the year, and they have just so many show cars. They've really actually created a monster with this autocross. So many people want to do it. It's Costa Mesa. There were 67 entrants who wanted to drive their muscle cars and trucks around the course, but they had to limit it. So they're certainly frenzy about driving faster, right, in a competitive atmosphere at a show like Good Guys.
Absolutely. That only makes sense. I understand. I've heard rumors that you've moved into a new facility. Tell us about that.
Oh, but I'll tell you, we've had one incredible week. Last weekend, of course, you always need to do a car thing, so we went to Bimmerfest. It was in a hometown in Pasadena, California, to look at the latest BMWs. There were on display at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, and there were just thousands of incredible cars. And because that was it was a calm before the storm, because all week we've been moving. We've moved about a block away from where we are now. We're right actually on a corner of Sorensen and Burke at 8633 Sorensen Avenue in Santa Fe Springs. We've moved into a much larger facility, much better warehouse. It's incredible how much stuff you collect for 15 years in one spot. I mean, we've had trucks and trucks moving, and we've had forklifts going across the street. We drove some race cars down the road and across the street as well. I think it'll probably be another week before we get all of our everything in order. But moving is just no wonder we don't do it very often.
Oh, that is so true. And you still have, or will you have, set up not too far down the road a installation facility at your new locale?
Oh, absolutely. And we're so excited because, again, this gives us a much better inventory flow, quicker delivery of products, more R&D capabilities, and much more installation capabilities as well. Not only will we do our specialized suspension work and alignments, and we'll also now do fabrication if somebody needs of any type of welding fabrication, we can do that, making roll bars. The sky's the limit. We'll also be doing, we're working with CBS and another wheel manufacturer. We're going to offer wheels and red line oil and more. So we'll have a really first-class installation facility.
That sounds wonderful, John. Let's talk a little bit about the 2010 Camaro. I know we've touched on it before, but boy, the success of this vehicle has truly been remarkable. And of course, around the corner, it will be a while, but we'll eventually see a convertible variant of this, and then eventually, even further down the road, we'll see a Z28 incarnation of the Camaro. But it has certainly been a great success, and I know that lots of buyers of the new Camaro have come to you looking for help, and you have answered not once, but many times with a multitude of different products.
We really have, and the Camaro owners are so awesome. I mean, they are truly drivers, and so when we first started out with our sway bar and then our spring package, just embraced by the Camaro group, and then We've taken some Camaro owners to the racetrack at Willow Springs and taught them to drive and just showed them what it's like in a really great atmosphere to get out and really see what the car will do. Well, then we did our chassis brace and then our strut tower brace across the engine compartment. And now we have a new rear sway bar, our competition rear bar, that's about 200% stiffer than our regular upgraded sway bar. And we're also doing a new Heim joint end link. So the Camaro people are just, they're modifying their cars as fast as they can.
That's great. Let's talk a little bit more in detail about some of those items. Tell us about the competition sway bar. That just seems to be a tremendous improvement over the base unit, the standard OEM piece.
Well, the most manufacturers, whether it's high-end supercars any car, the manufacturers set them up for a handling balance of understeer. So that if somebody gets in trouble, it is comforting when it just slides from the front, has understeer. Well, we go to a more neutral handling balance because somebody on a racetrack, if you know that if your car is understeering, you're really at the limit of your adhesion very quickly. And if when it's understeering in a corner, there's not much you can do to go quicker. So make good handling improvements with sway bars and so on. Well, more Camaro customers are autocrossing, they're going to track days, and they need a very aggressive rear bar to really get rid of that understeer in the Camaro. So that's why we've gone to this upgraded rear bar. For the real track enthusiast, it does well on the street, but it's really made for the track / street.
And explain to our listeners what an end link is, John.
An end link connects the sway bar to the control arm. So that is the mechanism that moves the sway bar from one control arm on the front to the sway bar to the other. So it's the linkage for the sway bar. And the factory units are with polyurethane or harder rubber, and there's a little bit of they don't react quickly. A racing car. Have you ever driven people drive racing cars around the pits, or have you ever when you're going slow, a race car sounds like it's going to fall apart because it has solid bushings, Heim joints, monoballs, and so on, because you want the chassis to react so quickly to steering input and roll and suspension movement. Well, our end links that we do for the Camaro give a good reaction.
Sounds great to me. More with John Hotchkiss straight ahead. You're listening to Auto World.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
There they are, the little band from Texas, ZZ Top, and my very good friend Billy F. Gibbons. They're on tour right now. I believe he's still in someplace in Europe or Asia. Eventually they're coming here to the U.S. But one of these days, we haven't had Billy on the program for quite a while. He owes me to come on the broadcast here. He's a real cool car guy. He has a wonderful book he wrote a number of years ago. Billy has not only collected cars, but a huge number of guitars. I mean, he has as many guitars as Jay Leno does. Cars, probably 500 guitars. So check out Good Father's Day Gift. It's called Rock and Roll Gearhead, and it's the cars and guitars of Billy F. Gibbons. Speaking of Father's Day, quick little plug for one of my other sponsors that's been with me for umpteen years, California Car Cover Company. If you're looking for a good gift for dad or recent grad or a car guy or car girl in your life, the folks at California Car Cover Company are offering you a discount, 15%, if you just put in Bob Long in your order. If you do it online at calcarcover.com, or if you do it over the phone, and get the 800 number just by visiting online, calcarcover.com. John Hotchkiss is with us for the entire hour because we always enjoy his visits. He's the president of Hotchkiss Performance, Hotchkiss Sports Suspension. We've been talking about the Camaro for 2010, and John's been explaining some of the technical aspects of some of the new products. And we want to put the call out there, John, because we know that there are people cruising out there on this holiday weekend that are, you know, they're probably driving an older vehicle, and and they probably could use some help in the suspension area. And as you pointed out, just a few upgrades, your TVS system, the total vehicle system, the total suspension system. Why don't you explain that exactly what it means, TVS?
TVS is our total vehicle system, and that means what we do is you imagine turning the car upside down, taking all the suspension off, and then re-engineering everything from geometry-corrected front A-arms to higher-rate coil springs, balanced sway bars, front strut rods, let's say, and Mopar, bump steering kit, rear trailing arms on a GM car, really everything that's underneath the car to make the so the suspension works so much better. So it takes advantage of new tires because everybody puts new, sticky, great, high-performance tires on an old car. Suspension wasn't designed for it, so that's why we do our TVS total vehicle system packages.
I mean, the differences in tire technology from the 60s to today is just remarkable. I mean, back then, these cars were riding on bias ply tires, and a lot of our younger listeners have never experienced a bias ply tire. Explain to our folks joining us all across North America the difference between a radial high-performance tire of today versus the old bias ply tires that were really the only things available back then.
We kind of laugh about bias plies, and I mean, we used to run on them, race on them, and everything else, but it's kind of like just driving on a balloon. They were very soft sidewalls. The car, when you would when you race on bias plies, you would race it at a really distinct slip angle, meaning that the car would really drift on bias plies. It had a lot of sidewall flex, and the cars really is kind of it was more like marshmallows compared to radials that have such a stiff sidewall that give you such good feedback in what's going on, and they create tremendous amount of grip. And as I said, we're starting to work with Kumho tire now, and we experienced our excess tire on the 68 Chevy C10 truck at the autocross. Incredible tire. It's a 180 tread wear, so it's very soft, and it just gives incredible grip, great feedback. And tires have just come on so tires like shock absorbers have just really revolutionized racing and performance cars, you know, throughout the gamut of domestic or European cars.
Absolutely. Let's put a call out, as I started to say, to anybody listening out there right now, maybe riding around on this wonderful, hopefully in your neck of the woods day. It is here in suburban Boston, and certainly hopefully in your neck of the woods. I'm sure John out in California is enjoying the beautiful weather out there. But throw out some of the vehicles, John, that you can help folks with, some of the more common muscle cars, and perhaps we can get a call from somebody who's driving one right now.
Well, absolutely. Well, certainly we talked about the brand-new Camaro, but we do all five generations of Camaros. We go from 67 to 2010 with complete packages. We do all really the fun Mopars, Cudas, Challengers, Chargers, Demons, Valiant. All of that, let's say 67 to 74 in that range. We do now Chevy C10 truck. We also do BMW, Mini, Audi with sway bar packages, some Mustang and more. So, chances are if you can drive in a performance situation, we make something for it.
Absolutely. And before we go any further, let's make sure and give out your official website as well as telephone information.
Absolutely. You can find us at Hotchkiss.net. It's HOTCHKIS.net. And we're always putting up new videos and galleries and good stuff because we want to make sure that people are entertained as well as finding out of all our technical information and test numbers on our parts too. Also can call it 562-907-7757.
Our telephone number is 800-259-9231 or email Bob at autoworldradio.com. Again, easy question. We're looking for the successor in the Lamborghini lineup to the Countach. It translates to devil in English. I'm giving it away. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Let's talk a little bit more, John, about the transformation again with these new Camaros. I mean, just the experience that you had taking those new Camaro owners out to Willow Springs and showing them the difference. I mean, boy, that must have been a real eye-opener for lots of folks.
It was really fun. I'll tell you, we have a couple of husband and wife, Rob and Trish, that are members of Camaro 5, which is the big Camaro, latest generation Camaro forum. And they ordered their Camaro, it took 6 months to get, and they put all the right special grill on it, and they had the SS stripes, and we took them to the track to Willow Springs in January, and we actually had tremendous weather in California in January, and where a lot of the country was full of snow, we had nice, bright, sunny weather, and they went out on the racetrack and the first time and weren't sure about it at all, but it didn't take long until they were absolutely hooked, and now they're doing autocrosses. They've looked into SCC autocross. There was a Camaro 5 event about a week ago at California Speedway. So, you know, if you're into performance driving and you want to get some track time, it's very easy now. It's low-key. It's not like you have to go out and race, but you can just go out and enjoy and drive your car. And tracks throughout the country are offering these really good track days.
Absolutely. A little bit earlier, you mentioned that you visited in your own neck of the woods there, Pasadena, which is a beautiful part of California. I have a couple of good friends that live there. A show that was devoted entirely to BMWs. Is that correct, John?
Yes, entirely to BMWs. Last Saturday was called Bimmerfest, and it's a one-day show. And they've done it in Santa Barbara, California before. That venue was too big and too small, so they went to the Rose Bowl.
Wow. I want to hear more about the Bimmerfest at the Rose Bowl. We'll do so after these messages.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on the road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
It's one of the hottest new technologies out there in the engine department. Imagine getting 350-plus horsepower and decent fuel economy. It's called EcoBoost. Ford's Brett Hines tells us all about it.
The EcoBoost engine 3.5 liter is available today in your showroom in the Ford Taurus Show, the Ford Flex, and the Lincoln MKS. It'll also be available in the brand-new Lincoln MKT. Yeah, by 2013, 90% of all Ford nameplates will have an EcoBoost engine available. In the case of the Taurus Show, we're producing 365 horsepower, 350 foot-pounds of torque, and at the exact same time, we're getting 25 miles per gallon on the highway and 17 miles per gallon in the city.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride? Add less than 2 cents per gallon. Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We have a winner on the trivia. The vehicle that succeeded the Countach in the Lamborghini family lineup was the Diablo Teddy, Rhode Island. Listening on AM 1060 WBIX, Boston gets that one right. Teddy also has a question for John. He says he owns a 1982 Camaro Z28 Crossfire fuel injection, and he wants to know if John has any suspension upgrades for that particular vehicle. You got any stuff for that one, John?
You bet we do, and that's a great package because those third-gen cars can really handle well, and they're pretty light and a lot of fun. We have front and rear sport springs, sway bar package, rear trailing arms, anard rod, and we also suggest Bilstein shocks with that, and so that gives you just an amazing handling package.
That's great, and the best thing for Teddy to do is to log on to your website or give your folks a call?
Absolutely. You can log on to our website and check it out, and we have spring rates, sway bar rates. We list, and you can sort by vehicle and call our tech sales guys. I mean, they love talking cars, so you can get all the latest information right from them.
And of course, we shouldn't forget too that you have a number of authorized dealers around the country as well.
Oh, certainly, and Summit Racing has all of our products. Jags, look for the products at Keystone. There are a number of really great places to buy the products, and you can just certainly get all the tech help from us, and then shop one of our dealers on our website. There's a dealer list that starts with Summit Racing and goes across the country with the different people that sell our products.
Wonderful. Now you got to tell me more about this Bimmerfest held at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. It is just blowing me away here. So they were showing off the latest BMWs. What of the new BMW lineup is catching your eye? Which particular vehicles are you fond of, John?
Well, I've had a number of 3 Series, and so I'm looking forward to the new 3 Series. There's the new 7 Series, certainly looks pretty wild for a giant car. But what was neat about this, it was this was like a muscle car show for BMW people, and that the E46 M3 is really the car that everybody modifies. And there was a turbo company there that does a manifold turbo intercooler that you could produce 1,000 horsepower with that engine.
Wow. Well, that's pretty significant. I understand that this current generation M3 with the V8 is going to be going away. The next generation, they'll be going back to some sort of six-cylinder, perhaps, most likely, I would say, probably turbocharged. I haven't heard the exact rumors of what they're doing, but it definitely is going back to a six.
You know, I've heard that, too, and I think that everybody just got caught up in heavier cars, bigger power V8, and I think it's been okay. It's I think all these sports car companies do much better if they have smaller displacement, turbocharged or supercharged engine, lighter, more efficient, and so I think the V8s belong in the muscle cars, and I'd much rather have a twin turbo V6 and so on in a BMW.
And certainly, I haven't had the chance to drive the M versions of their sport utility vehicles, the X6, which is kind of a crossover vehicle, and the X5. But I know a number of folks that have driven the X6. They say just an amazingly powerful vehicle, and that, of course, is using a lot of turbo technology there.
Oh, and I think we're going to see we'll see definitely more. You know, you go to Europe and you drive some incredible turbocharged diesels that have great torque and great power and get good gas mileage as well. And so I think the next generation, I'm very excited about the next generation of new supercars as well. And I even hear that the Camaro will downsize a bit, and they're certainly looking at more efficient turbocharged engines.
Yeah, and rumor has it that the seventh generation of the Corvette, believe it or not, many Corvette lovers will be shocked to hear this, but certainly it's not finalized and it's just a rumor, but the Corvette itself may also be a V6 engine, either supercharged, turbocharged, or at least offered in some configuration with that. So who would believe that one, John?
Oh, I know. Well, I guess I'm supposed to believe it. But, you know, probably about 6 months ago after the LA Auto Show, we talked. And what you can do is they showed a number of really efficient Volkswagen had one. I think Honda had another car that's four-cylinder turbocharged diesels and so on. But you can put carbon fiber, lightweight plastics, aluminum, really get that power to weight down so that the car is really stops well, gets good grip, and accelerates well. Then that new technology, race car technology in street cars, is really going to be fun.
Oh, it definitely is. There's no question about it. How about the rise of the Koreans, John? I mean, it's truly remarkable what we're seeing from both Hyundai and Kia. Now, Hyundai, of course, has got some rear drive architecture now with their Genesis as well as their Genesis Coupe, and they've got their new ultra luxury sedan, the Equus, and Kia is rumored to have a rear-wheel drive vehicle in its future, so that's surprising a lot of folks.
You know, and you've seen what's China now producing, I think 13 million vehicles, and we produce 10 million. So these countries are coming along strong, and there's a lot of technology out there that's available. So plan to see vehicles from manufacturers you wouldn't normally think of producing some pretty awesome, some pretty wild vehicles.
Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or email bob@autoworldradio.com. Questions for John Hotchkiss, the president of Hotchkiss Sports Performance. Got a question here, just came in just seconds ago, from a gentleman by the name of Todd. Todd is in Las Vegas, Nevada, and wants to know if John makes anything for the Mazdas, in particular the Mazda Speed 3, doesn't say which generation, or the Miata. Interesting question. John, do you?
Absolutely. We make a sway bar package for those, for both cars. And we also do for the RX-8 and And what it does is, again, it gets a much more aggressive sway bar package, better balance. Front wheel drive needs a lot of roll stiffness in the rear to get the car to rotate into a corner, because with front wheel drive, you know, it breaks, turns, and accelerates with just one set of wheels. So absolutely we do. And check out our website. Hey, lastly, we were talking about fishing cars, lightweight and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday was the maiden voyage of Jay Leno's 66 Galaxy.
Oh, you're kidding. Wow. Tell
510 cubic inch monster.
So it's actually ready to go. My God, I got to hear all about it. Give us a little tease, and the next time you're with us, you can tell us the whole story. So 510 horsepower, my goodness.
Well, I think it's more than 510. It's a 7-liter engine. I think it has 600 horsepower. It's a Roush injected Ford 7-liter, and we did the suspension on that. So next time, let's talk about the test drive.
Oh, that's going to be a real treat, and I'm sure it must be a pleasure working with Jay.
Oh, he was just fantastic. He's so nice, and you know, he's just when you talk cars with him, he'd spend all day talking about his different cars, and his jet motorcycles and cars, and his Packards and white steam engines, and I mean, you name it. His garage is just it's Disneyland for car guys.
Oh, it definitely is, and seems like he's expanding his collection all the time of late. I don't know what's going on, but good luck to him.
Oh, he is, and he doesn't go the path of anything. I think you can. He likes really fun eclectic cars and more motorcycles than you've almost ever seen in one place. But this Galaxy, we talked about it. It was just like his father's Galaxy of. Years ago, so he wants the. It's a sleeper car. It's green with the wheels. The tire combination is not very big, but radical car.
We'll get the full scoop next time from John Hotchkiss, president of Hotchkiss Performance, Hotchkiss Sports Suspension. Thank you, my friend John. That's going
to
do
Bob.
It.
Talk to you next time.
Thank you. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Check out my website. It's BobLongRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.